What's good? This is Yada Da King Radio.
Yeah.
Yada means praise. We give praise to the King, and his name is Jesus. You dig?
The King.
We just want to let you know why we're trying to do the radio show, man. We're trying to have it jumping off in the Northwest.
Seattle, baby. 206.
S-E-A-T-T-L-E.
Also representing the 425.
425 Renton. Tacoma.
The 253.
Yeah. You dig? Portland. What's the area
code? 503, baby.
503, that's right.
Yeah.
Are we just trying to put, you know what I'm saying, put Jesus on the map on the West Coast. You dig? We live in the most unchurched area, and we're trying to get the gospel out. You dig?
Yeah.
So we're going to do it like this, with the hip-hop flavor, the hip-hop swag. You know what I'm saying? We want to let people know about the artists we got out here.
Yeah. And just to introduce ourselves, y'all, I'm Frog, representing Holy Rock Records, and we got my man.
Yeah, and I'm Don Christian, Genuine Life Productions.
Yeah.
We out here, we doing a co-labor together, you know what I'm saying? Bringing the body together. And speaking of body.
What? That's what I'm saying, you know, speaking of the body.
What's up?
And collabing together. Man, what I've been hearing a lot around my neck of the woods is that there's a lot of division right now between the body.
And the body,
have you heard anything about that?
Oh yeah, I'm smelling it. I'm smelling it, dog. And yeah. What's really important is we as men and women of God, we have to come together as a body and we have to stand together. There's a lot of things going on right now that the enemy does to cause division and strife. And we just gotta be, you know what I'm saying, ready and willing to be an army of God. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Be an army and unified, mm-hmm. because the number one thing that the enemy tries to do is cause the division. Division, my bad.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into that later, but what we're going to talk about too is, you know what I'm saying, we want to hit you guys with the news jump off, the scripture jumps off, because it always jumps off. The word of God is always living and it never returns void. So that's what we're going to do. And, you know what I'm saying? Later on the show, we're going to have Toad, Frog's wife, coming, you know what I'm saying, lace us with that scripture. You dig?
Yes, sir.
So this is what we're going to do. Right now, we're going to run to this song, I'm a Fool, by Andre Advocate Benjamin. You
yes,
dig?
Yes, sir.
Not to be mistaken with Outkast, okay? But this song is I'm a Fool.
I'm a fool for Jesus.
That's right. I'm a fool for Jesus. Yeah. So check this song out, and we'll be back in the next couple of minutes. Yeah, dick. Holla at your boy.
I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool for Jesus. I'm a fool for Jesus. I'm a fool for Jesus. I'm a fool. 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 That's a fool. That's a fool. I'm a fool.
The type to walk up in your classroom, spit the gospel up in your ear like, homie, that's true. A Holy Ghost rider, do it for Messiah, spirit of Elijah, young dude, attitude of victory, KOG, homie, so don't try to pigeon me, under your labels, fables, getting exposed, can't get caught slipping, gotta stay on my toes, let's go to the secret place and get laced up, face down, you find me with my heart raised up, turn the bass up, we dare to blaze up, I'm telling young lawyers, y'all get your weight up, stay tucked in heatery, not what into machinery, my arsenal is heavenly, so ain't nobody seeing me. 66 shooter, you did just like a Ruger. Y'all ain't know any clean me inside out like Rota Ruta. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. Pulled out on me, knives drawn out on me, bullets fired all the rounds, still no tragedy. Even in the times when I was living wrong, angels stayed close to the prayers of my mom. They respond
with a quickness. Now I go the distance. Uh-huh. Love lifted me out of prison. Now I'm a witness. Uh-huh. My conviction got me spitting this wisdom. Uh-huh. Rocking guards armor like you rock a fresh fitted. Get up in them with venom and split them wide open. In the name of Yeshua, all curses and lies broken. Yes, my rhyme potent, injecting divine potion. Demons are left frozen. Many called, few chosen. Take risks by shifting minds of mind blind. Brand new paradigms. Scales come off high. Can't you see the signs? It's time to get in line. While it's daylight, I'ma stay up on my grind. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. I'ma tell you what it means to be a fool for Jesus. It means you rep his name in front of non-believers. Walking integrity and lead the enemy grievous. Until the sky sets and he comes back to receive us. The wealth of the wicked waiting for someone to get it. Work hard all the time, sowing seed, drinking liquid. Invest in replication through the nations, did you get it? Discipleship's a must, only reason why we living. The sun rises, cause he's building the ecclesia to inherit the kingdom. False church deceiving you, you're eating from the media, trying to find the secret. Adulterous generation, be careful who you sleep with. Beat this war cry worldwide, sing it with pride. Put the track on repeat, let it get deep inside. He abides when we sign our lives over to him. He rescued me from death, that's why I sing it again. I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus. I'm a fool. 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 That's a fool. That's a fool. That's a fool. I'm 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 a fool. That's a fool.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
That I'm a fool joint. That goes on. That's nice.
Yeah.
I've always been a fan of that song, man. I like that. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys got to catch that in concert, you know what I'm saying? Next time you in Seattle, you know what I'm saying, at the corridor, jump off, you know what I'm saying? That's where it be going down. You guys can check that out.
Y'all.
Yeah, C-Tac. We want to give a shout out to the 425 Everett, too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got some prominent artists out of the EVT. We got some cats from the, you know what I'm saying, from Kent also, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the whole Northwest, man. The whole West Coast. And shout out to the East Coast, too. My dude, Wado. You know what I'm saying? The What in the Ham Sandwich Show. You know what I'm saying? All them radio shows. Y'all doing your thing. We try to catch up. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
So this is the number one show. This means this is our first show. Don't get it twisted. We ain't trying to be cocky. All right, we got my dude on, Advocate. Right now, he on the line. Give a shout out to Yada King Radio.
What's good, Yada King? You listen to the finest in gospel everything. You listen to Frog and DJ Don Christian holding it down. Turn your radios up. Sit back and let the good times roll.
That's right, man. So we just got done playing the I'm a Fool song. What you want to tell them? What you got to say about that?
Oh, man, there ain't nothing else to be but a fool. For Jesus, who's fool are you going to be? They got April Fool's Day coming up on the first, but I'm trying to say it's all Fool's Day every day of the year. You know what I mean? Are you trying to be a fool for the king? Everybody plays the fool sometime. I'd rather be a fool for Jesus than to be a fool for the world. You know?
Yada da king.
That's what it is. Let's live this life to the fullest. Let's radical. Let's radical obedience. Let's share the gospel as if time is ticking down. The clock is ticking. Let's get it done. Shout out to the young frog as well doing his thing. The man of God.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. So,
building the royal tribe.
Yes, sir.
So, that's what's up, man. We just wanted to get your voice on there.
Yeah.
So, we're going to talk about division again. E, what you been seeing in the church, man? What's kind of sparking division in the church today?
Man, you know, a lot of the things, I would think the first thing that stems to the division in the church, man, is communication issues. You get some cats that'll say something, and then somebody in their own, you know, their flesh will take it a certain way, and run with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then they'll let their flesh take them to another place where it don't need to be, as far as, like, you know, speculation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or it don't even need to be like something said. Something don't even have to be said, and then you can speculate. And then, you know, I've seen it, you know, a couple times where one artist would be you know, upset at another artist because that didn't say nothing at them, you know?
Yeah, so basically jumping to conclusions.
Exactly, yes.
All right.
And it's not just about artists either, you know what I'm saying? Or ministers in the church. It's the body, period. You know what I'm saying? You know, people think that, I've seen in a lot of churches where, you know, people be upset at each other because somebody's sitting in their pew.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Why you in my seat, yo?
Yeah.
They might have been there like they got the VIP sectioned off. and as a rule of respect, don't go sit in the clergy if you ain't the clergy. You dig? Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? The Bible even talk about the man that try to go sit in the good seat and he gets thrown out versus the man that sits in the back and they bring him to the front. So,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I think one thing too about the church is that it's just a lack of love, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And love is key with everything, bro. If we don't have love, we have nothing. That's what the word of God says.
You know.
1 Corinthians chapter 13. So we got to be people of love.
And that's so verse that 14 to be exact.
Yes, sir. So if you really want to learn how to, we can get together and build the body of Christ, it has to be done in love. The Bible even says, it talks about, what am I trying to say right now? It talks about how they got people that know that we are the body of Christ by our love for one another. And that's really key to what we have to, as Christians, have to show and portray that love. And that will help us with a lot of the church division that goes on. You dig?
And you got to also realize that, you know, each person in the body, you know, has a specific duty. You know, there in the body, there's two arms, there's two legs, there's a head. You know what I'm saying? There's a torso. You know, everybody has a specific part. You can't have 15 different heads.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Or 13.
Somebody got to play the big toe. You know?
Exactly. Or the rear end.
You know what I'm saying? That, and we don't mean the donkey. You know what I'm saying?
You dig?
But real talk is.
But yeah, man.
There's parts that everybody got to play.
And it all comes together for the glory. The glorification of God, you know what I'm saying? We work together as one unit, one body. You know, God is magnified and glorified in that, you know what I'm saying?
My man's trying to preach over there. He got the preacher's voice magnified and glory. He got that preacher's Lord, crack man. In there, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, man. Also, man, even it, you know what I'm saying? I think that it starts from the church, but it starts stemming down to the music. That is even being played in different churches. People have problems with certain music that's getting played. Others have problems with, you know what I'm saying, what kind of music, you know, people do. I mean, even within Christian hip-hop, you start seeing a lot of division because of the different lanes that people have. And it comes back to knowing our part in the body, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I really feel like if we play our parts, and I'm not talking about letting sin slide, that's not what I'm saying. Right. But sometimes there is some times where you're going to have to talk to people and they're not going to want to be receptive to it.
Yeah.
But,
you know, it all says, the word says, you know, if they hated the master, they're going to hate you too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going to
not the church,
Christ,
though. We're not supposed to be hating each other, though.
Exactly.
You dig?
Yeah.
That's for the world to do. The world is supposed to be the haters.
Exactly.
We're supposed to be the congratulators.
Because if you realize that if the world is loving you, then you got to really step back and see, you know, see what it is that you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's going on, and, you know, why are they loving you? Because if they're loving you and accepting you, then you're in the wrong spot. You know what I'm saying? He's called us. He said we're going to be hated by the world. We're going to be persecuted by the world.
Yeah, and that don't mean like every time you walk down the street, they're going to be like, I hate you. You know what I'm saying? Unless you just stepping on some toes. You dig?
Yeah.
But I mean, real talk is, you know what I'm saying, we're called to be outcasts. You know what I'm saying? To the world. We're called to be strangers.
Be in
when
the
somebody
world,
sees me, you know what I'm saying, and our swag, we should not be looking exactly like everybody else. We got a whole nother, you know what I'm saying? We got a whole nother little swag, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of swag, we're going to go into this song right here by Velvet. It's called With a Swag. We want y'all to check this out.
Hey, and you know, I was listening to that song. Who made that beat, man? Who produced that beat, man?
I guess I did, but we're going to keep it pumping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, and on the radio show, y'all at iKing Radio, every song that we play don't mean I'm going to be producing it. Okay. So let's get it in there.
Yeah.
Velvet With a Swag. Let's go.
Off the album, The Beginning.
Yeah, iTunes, check it out.
Hey! We been known to set trends. We don't follow the world, cause the world follows sin. And the world swallow men. Then they get mad at us, cause we wasn't following them. Bold Christians, they say that can't be. How could it be? God's army is manly. And the women are as worse as the men be. Prayer warriors making Christian men go crazy. President Christ, we the first family, and we don't trade virtue for no eye candy. So you can slingshot it back to the death, please. Send a message when it's saying they still hold me. We've got an attitude that can't be choked. Go check throughout our history. Look who Jesus invoked. And they still stuck with him after they were provoked. And we cut from the same cloth. Don't we look dope?
Ayo, say, sanctified with a swag. With a swag. With a swag. Ayo, say, sanctified with a swag.
Where you get that?
I get it from my dad. Ayo, say, sanctified with a swag. With a swag. With a swag. Ayo, say, sanctified with a swag.
Where you get that?
I get it from my dad.
Okay, okay.
Hey.
We stand out at the Grammys.
At the Grammys.
Living out loud is my family.
Yeah.
Christian Gore.
Hey, man, you know what it is. Holding down, y'all at the King Radio Station. DJ Don Christian. Frog. You know what it is. Putting God first
in
everything we do.
Main block. Shining through a gridlock. We off for the clock. Presenting a big Christian party all over the block. And MTV Awards. Prepare, prepare. That nasty spirit in that high place. Beware, beware. Sunglasses ain't enough to block this glare, this glare. There's more appealing, that's why the audience stares and stares. Red carpet, big feature, spotlights and glamour. Entertainers and media going bananas. Where did they come from with their Christian grammar? I can't believe Christians all over the camera.
Ayo, say, sanctified with a swag. With a swag. With a swag. Ayo, say, sanctified with a swag.
Where you get that?
I get it from my dad. Ayo, say, sanctified with a swag. With a swag. With a swag. Ayo, say, sanctified with a swag.
Where you get that?
I get it from my dad.
Okay, okay.
Hey.
Now you can stand up or stand down. It's an all-out war.
Never gon' bow.
Take the time to wipe the sweat from the brow. With the face like flint, both hands on the plow. Mean muggin' ain't really mad though, unless they tryna block that kingdom advance, bro. Now I done gave y'all a warning, but if you all ignore me, we gon' lock that system down. Hook from the surgeon, flurry from the savior. Got the world staggering like down goes Frazier. Flow real smooth and truth cutting like a razor. Can't water it down, it's too much flavor. Yes, that's how it's done for the king. Real cool when he chillin', but a lion when he razor. And if that song here make you mad, don't trip, I got it from my dad.
Ayo, say, sanctified with a swag. With a swag. With a swag. Ayo, say, sanctified with a swag.
Where you get that?
I get it from my dad. Ayo, say, sanctified with a swag.
With a swag.
With a swag.
With a swag.
Ayo, say, sanctified.
He tried to hop on stage one time.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
That didn't work.
Speaking of stage, it was cracking when I had the wig on.
Yeah.
I was wilding out at my dude Frog and Toes release party, man.
Yes, sir. We're going to have to probably put some pictures up online.
Nah, they'll just see that. But we're going to get back into the Christian beef, man. We're going to talk about Christian hip-hop, holy hip-hop, whatever you want to call it. They got even beefs about what we're supposed to call it. Are you a Christian rapper or a rapper that's Christian? You know
exactly,
what I'm saying?
Exactly, yeah.
And... You know what I'm saying? The whole thing behind that is it's a pride issue, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we punch it in the chest. It's a pride issue.
And there's a lot of different issues as far as, you know, as far as the difference between a Christian rapper or a rapper who happens to be Christian. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I feel like this whole music thing as far as being a Christian rapper is more than just being on stage, you know what I'm saying, and doing the music. I feel like everything that we do and it has to do with God is ministry, you know what I'm saying? Personally, our music, you know, Frog and Toe, Holy Rock, our music's pure ministry, man. We don't look at it as any kind of entertainment, but an opportunity, a tool to be used to go and to be used as instruments, God's instruments, to pull people into the kingdom.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, just to go along with that, you know what I'm saying? Your music, the music side may be entertainment, you know what I'm saying? But your life is the ministry, you know what I'm saying? And that's what people have to realize is your ministry is not when you hop on stage or you get down or you're going to talk to somebody. Your life should be the ministry. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge Christ, and He shall direct our path.
Exactly.
So our job is to acknowledge God in everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean that every song we say has to say Jesus 45 times. And somebody got a clock how many times I can say it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You can.
Right.
You might not even have to say the word Jesus for it to be a ministry song.
Yeah.
You can minister to people that are dealing with you know what I'm saying, low self-esteem, and you could be like Kirk Franklin and say, I like me, because God likes me, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
that's
right.
The kind of stuff that takes place, but, I mean, I really feel like, you know what I'm saying, unless somebody is really crossing a line as far as what godliness is and what holiness is, we don't need to be arguing about this kind of stuff. If you feel like somebody has a problem, go talk to them. You know what I'm saying? Because another thing that we talked about earlier was a communication.
Exactly.
And if you don't have good communication, then, you know what I'm saying?
You know, without communication, a good open communication and honest communication.
And love communication.
Exactly. Satan, it leaves a doorway for Satan to come in and tap dance. All over your mind. Get you there.
Tap dance, baby.
Yeah. So, with that being said, you know, a lot of cats, you know, they bring the business into the ministry. There is a side of business to the ministry, but when you start thinking and everything starts being, I have to do this because I have to take care of my business. You know what I'm saying? First of all, this is just my own personal opinion. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's not really our business. Due to the fact that it's the King's business.
Yeah, it did.
And, you know, the ministry, it's not our ministry. It's the ministry that was given to us by Him. We just, here on earth, you know, handling it. You know what I'm saying? And,
okay, real talk, man. We got Toad. She in a building.
We got the scripture
of the day.
Say what up, Toad.
What's up, Toad?
What's up?
We gonna get them with the scriptures. You know what I'm saying? This is Toad. This is Frog's wife. This is part of the
Yada
King Radio. Network, you dig? So, we're talking about division. She got two quick scriptures on the division, and she gonna go ahead.
All right, the first one is Mark chapter 3, verse 24 and 25. If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. The next scripture is John 15, verses 4 and 5.
What scripture, what kind of Bible are you reading right now?
I'm reading out of the NIV.
Okay, the NIV. So just in case you're trying to follow along,
be like the Bereans.
You should check it out.
Yes.
Just, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing we want to say. Always, you know what I'm saying? At least look it up. You did?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, man. All
right, so this one.
Remain
in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And so the Lord put these scriptures on my heart because the first one is talking about the kingdom divided against itself. We have to be on one accord as a body of Christ. To get things done for his kingdom, we need to be on one accord. But the other scripture, in order for us as a body to be on one accord, we need to be on one accord with God. We need to be in Him. We need to be in His Word. We need to be on our face before Him daily to be united with Him. So,
praise the Lord, sister.
And that's a segment that we're going to call. We don't know what we're going to call it yet, but we're going to find it out.
We're going to figure something out.
Yeah, Stace Megan, now you can go to the mall with your brother. You know what I'm saying? Toe can go to the mall now.
That's what's up.
All right, make sure you close the door because the kids are supposed to be sleeping. But you know how we do that, Yacht at Our King Radio.
Hey, like a good friend of mine says, his name is Jazz Digger. Enough said.
Enough said. We're going to have to get Jazz on the show too, man, real quick. Him and Willie Will. For y'all that don't know, Jazz Digger and Willie Will, they brothers.
Yeah.
And they used to have a group called Jig Brothers. And cats don't know about that, you know what I'm saying? Bruh. We're trying to get them to bring it back out, but you know what I'm saying? If you from the Northwest and bless, you might know.
Yeah.
You dig?
All right, so we're going about to go into this another song, man. So,
My Sacrifice.
My Vow, My Sacrifice.
By Chamion Sutton.
Yeah. Chase Sutton, y'all. Be looking out for his album coming out.
ASAP, it's coming soon. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We ain't gonna get no dates yet, cause you know what I'm saying. But we just don't. You know what I'm saying? Even the Truth's album got pushed back. Okay, so you know what I'm saying. We gonna let you know. This is My Vow, My Sacrifice. It's actually on iTunes right now. You can go get it. Look up Foreign Tongues, and you can download that joint, or just type in Chamion Sutton. All right, holla.
How you touched my heart, you made it whole. You gave me warmth when I was cold. Rearranged my walk, gave me a new stroll. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, now I'm talking bold. You walk with me, you talk to me. You held my hand and guided me. You opened up my eyes and now I can see.
I vow to give my love to you, my everything. I vow to give my love to you, my holy king. I vow to give my love to you, my God.
I sacrifice to you.
I sacrifice my life to you, my everything. I sacrifice my life to you, my holy king. I sacrifice my life to you, my God. So now
I'm filled with holy joy,
now,
I'm excited about the Lord.
Now,
he keeps me, sustains me.
Now,
I'm becoming the man that I need to be.
Now,
I'm filled with hope, filled with faith.
Now,
I'll take my time, run the race.
Now,
I testify to His love and grace.
I vow to give my love to you, my everything. I vow to give my love to you.
My holy king,
I vow to give my love to you, my God.
Man, I give a shout out to the Yacht of That King Radio, man, the phone, and DJ Don Christian, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Servant, and this is Chase Sutton, Sutton on this, Chase Sutton, and I just want to say what's up to my boys, man, and the Yacht of That King.
So I'ma give it props to me and everything I'm not. I love the Lord and it ain't gonna stop. I lift His name to the day that I drop. He's worthy of my praise. So I'ma give it props to me and everything I'm not.
I give my love to you, my everything. I vow to give my love to you,
only
my holy
to
king.
You.
I vow to give my love to you, my God. Ba-ba-da-da-ba-ba-ba. I sacrifice my life to you, my everything. I sacrifice my life to you, my holy king. I sacrifice my life to you, my God. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I vow to give my love to you, my everything. I vow to give my love to you, my holy king. I vow to give my love to you, my God. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Sacrifice once again by Chamion Sutton.
Yes, yes.
Look it up on iTunes. All the songs that you heard so far are on iTunes.
Yes.
As we speak,
man, that's one of my favorite joints, man. Because you know that's a real serious song. You know what I'm saying? It's about, you know, making a vow and a sacrifice to leave your old self behind and actually walk with the Lord, man. And I be trying to hit the notes, man, but I'm not always successful.
I love how. He opened up my mind.
Yes, sir.
I mean, eyes.
But not to that. That note wasn't agreeing with my spirit.
My dude over here, he got jokes. You dig? Hey, yeah. Shouts out to the boy Chase Sutton. Like I said, his album is coming out soon, and we want you guys to be on it. Also, man, check out my man Committed. Man, he got a music video just came out.
It's called So Hot.
So Hot.
You can look at it on YouTube.
Look, check it out.
So Hot.
And it's, that joint's so clean, bro.
Hey, man.
Shouts out to Pastor G on the filming. You dig? Yes. Pastor G got one of the cleanest cameras out there right now, man. And if y'all need a music video, you're in the Northwest, holla at my dude, Pastor G, man.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? He'll get you right, bro. So,
yeah.
I just want to say, you know what I'm saying, go check that out, man. Another cat from the Northwest, Committed, up-and-coming gospel hip-hop artist. Check his stuff out. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of cats that's from Seattle, you know what I'm saying, in the area, and they be out a couple years, but I think we got a few that's here to stay, you know?
Yeah. So hey, let's get into this, man. I'm kind of feeling kind of hurt.
My sports news
is kind of, you know, perplexed right now.
What
you know
happened,
what I'm saying? I'm looking at this Yahoo News, man, and I'm seeing three of our good stars, you know, from the Seattle Seahawks.
From the
town.
What
I'm saying? You know, we lost some key players, man. You
who
know
we
what
lose?
Saying?
Who we lose?
Dude, I'm looking at Leonard Weaver leaves to go to the Eagles, bro.
Oh, that was our fullback. Yes. For those that don't know, number 43.
Leonard
Dude was
Weaver.
A beast,
he
man.
He was a beast. He was one of he was our lead blocker, man, for Julius Jones, man. And
I mean,
Morris,
but last year we didn't have that much blocking.
I do agree, and I do have to say this. Last year, you know what I'm saying, with everybody hurt.
No, this is what happened, man. They took Sean Alexander out the picture like he was the problem. That was not the problem, man.
Our offensive line, I would have to say, was probably one of the biggest problems, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, to get, you know, back on track, you know what I'm saying? Leonard Weaver gets signed to the Eagles, you know what I'm saying? Then we lose our slot receiver, Bobby Engram, who's been with the Seahawks for a while, bro, to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
He gets signed on with them. And then not only that, man, we lose Julian Peterson.
Now, he's a beast, bro.
One of our hardest hitters on the defense, you know what I'm saying? Our linebackers to Detroit.
Wow. Hey, Detroit might have some defense this year, man.
Well, look, check this out. Not only does he go to Detroit, but Maurice Morris is now signed on with Detroit to be one of our running backs that was – you know, it was a battle between him and Julius Jones being starting running back. He goes to Detroit to be their running back now. So I think Detroit's going to come up, you know. And I give a shout out to Detroit. You know, that's my home state on my dad's side. You know, my dad's a Lion.
He ain't never
you know.
Been there, though.
No, I have.
You have?
I lived there for a minute, a couple years, man.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm finding new stuff about
the check this
homie.
Out. Check this out, though. We did get one acquisition.
Who's that?
We got a receiver that's going to be on the Hawks. This receiver, I would have to say, ran us up and down the field, bro, when we played him. And it's a good feeling to have him on the squad. TJ Hujmanzada.
Who's your mama? Something like that.
Hey,
yeah,
bro,
TJ.
I have a real good feeling about TJ Hujmanzada, man.
And hopefully we get Nate Burleson back, man.
Right. Yep. And we got a couple of draft picks, you know. And this is what I think that they should do. They should really, our focus should really be on the offensive line. If we get the offensive line set to where we can get Julius Jones and TJ Duckett getting some yardage, bro, so they can get some holes open so we can get some running game. If we get the running game, bro, TJ Hujmanzada got this locked up. You know what I'm saying? I really feel like, even with that, the quarterback situation.
What you think about that?
The quarterback situation, you know, Matt Hasselbeck's a very good quarterback.
But. I know it's coming down.
You know what I'm saying? He's a very good, he's came in the clutch, but sometimes I feel like he's a little scattered sometimes. Like, one, he gets hurt a lot. You know what I'm saying? You're like, right now, he's even still questionable. You know, for the next season with a back injury. You know, my man Seneca Wallace, I love the guy, man. He's came in, won some games for us, you know, started some games. He's got some burners on him. Seneca Wallace can run. Deal is with Seneca Wallace, he's a small guy. You know, he's more of a receiver than he is a quarterback. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying they need to put Seneca at quarterback.
I don't say that you put at receiver. I think that he would probably play a more dangerous role at receiver than he would at quarterback. Unless, you know, if he was to come in to be a quarterback and he's doing like an option or something, he's running instead of, you know, immediately running instead of throwing the ball. You know what I'm saying? Or he would be a good, a trick play, you know, one of them trick play quarterbacks. But let me ask you this, with Jim Mora being our new coach, ex-coach of the Atlanta Falcons, and with a possibility of Michael Vick being reinstated.
Matter of fact, Mike Vick's out. He's out the house, man.
What do you think
He's out the doghouse. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think about
him? Let's pray for him, though.
What do you think about him coming on and being a Seahawk? Do you think there's a possibility? Or do you think that the GM, Tim Ruskell, is going to allow that to happen?
Man, first of all, man, I know Mike Vick did what he did, bro, but let's give dude another chance, man.
Yeah.
We got some football players in the NFL that is that did attempted murders and all that. So anyway, like I said, man, there's some cats that's been in the league that's done some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
That Mike Vick and he done some stuff with some dogs. It's illegal. But I mean, there's some cats that in the league that have attempted murders and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Was it a Tank Johnson?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And dude didn't see no time.
Or was it Pac-Man?
Yeah, but I mean, he killed some dogs, and this guy done been in prison for a minute.
There's an extent to everything, you know? And it's animal cruelty. What somebody was talking about. Well, what's the difference between, you know, somebody going out and hunting mooses or something? Is they were comparing, was it Sarah Palin or something with Michael Vick? But there is a line to be drawn, though, as far as, you know, just letting dogs kill each other and then throwing the dogs away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
and real talk, I ain't telling cats to go, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, check this out. If you got some dogs in your backyard and you're doing the same thing,
you better take care of them, bro.
You know what I'm saying? No, don't take care of them. What you saying? Blow them up?
Take care. Nah.
Oh, okay. We gotta define that joint.
A dog, yeah, it's an animal, but you still gotta take care, still show the love like it's like a human being, but the reason why I don't have no dogs is because it'll be like another kid to me, and I got four already. So it's just like you still got to take care of it, and if you don't take care of it, that's neglect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's still one of God's creations, one of God's creatures that he created. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what's up, man. So let's go to the basketball news, man. Shouts out to the we're going to talk about who do people think the MVPs is about to be.
Man, I don't even want to talk about basketball, bro. We lost the team.
Let's talk about you playing basketball last Sunday, bro.
Okay, my dude,
he's not really a hooper, but he's a hustler, though. You know what I'm saying? He'd be out there grinding, but getting the rebounds
will,
and all
I
that.
I will get that H status back up, man, once I lose this weight. I got about like 30 pounds to lose.
Hey, we both married, you know what I'm saying? We both trying to drop some pounds.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I got married and, boy, I put on some weight.
So what's going on in the basketball realm?
We trying to see who the MVP is, man. We got LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, or Kobe Bryant.
Now,
look, straight out the gate, I'm a Kobe Bryant fan.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? For all those that is Kobe haters, Kobe is clearly the best player in the league right now. He's definitely one of the top players ever.
What are the stats saying?
The stats is backing up what I'm saying right now.
Stats are backing up what you're saying.
But I'm going to just say this. There's nobody in the league right now that got a shot like Kobe Bryant, bro. It don't matter what time of the game is. He'll bust in anybody's face anytime. Now, I'm going to say this, though. D-Wade is going stupid right now. Going dumb. Like, this dude is doing retarded stuff. Like, man, all I'm saying is D-Wade is playing out his mind right now. You know what I'm saying? And LeBron James, he's a vet. You know what I'm saying? LeBron's doing his thing also. But I'm just saying, like, the only thing that I would say that LeBron does not have, that Kobe and D-Wade have, is that pure jump shot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, LeBron James, he is one of the best players in the league right now. You dig? And that's what it is. We're going to talk about Marbury, too, man. He finally got a chance to get back in the league. Because cats was hating on him hard. Super hard.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's back in the Celtics. He's doing his thing. I don't know what he's doing though with the tat on his head though. My man just showed me a picture of the Marbury shoe tat on his head.
Hey bro, hey, let's be honest though, man, with the shoes, man.
Oh, I got a couple, you know, of the Stephons. Hey,
those are some pretty Starberries. Saucy shoes. The Starberries. Hey man,
and I got them for $15.
Definitely, I got mine for $10, bro.
Okay,
I don't know where you got yours from, but I got mine for $10.
I mean, I got them from Stephen Berry's.
Definitely came in. He came in the clutch when I needed a pair of some clean white shoes.
You know what I'm saying? With the blue shorts.
And they,
you know,
they're not the, like the Kmart kickers or the Safeway sliders. You know what I'm saying?
I will say this: there's some clean shoes, man. There's some
very clean shoes.
I think I got about like 4 or 5. He has some fresh colors too.
Did you hear about his story? As far as why he made them so cheap,
he's trying to get back, man.
Get back to the community. I dig that, and I can definitely appreciate what he was trying to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It kind of sounded like a Shaq thing, but Shaq is a different story. I've never had some Shaq.
Yeah, I ain't had no Shaqs either. Hey, but I ain't clowning on nobody that got Shaqs. I mean, back in the day. You know what I'm saying? We used to have the British Knights jumping off.
Yeah.
LA Gears with the lights.
I had the Pro Wings, dog.
Pro Wings. I ain't never seen no Pro Wings.
Bro, hey, I remember one day I had no idea what the Air Bacons were, right? I went to school and cats, you know, I didn't have the greatest things, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have. You know, I used to always
have tight pants, though.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what counts.
With the tight shirts, you know, I had uniforms when I went to my middle school, you know what I'm saying? Is South Shore, you know, big ups of South Shore, you know what I'm saying?
Anybody from South Shore, holler at us. Yeah, dang.
But anyway, I came to school one day, everybody was like, dog, you got the Air Bacons? You know what I'm saying? I was like, no. You know what I mean? I could have lied and be like, yeah, but if I would have knew what the Air Bacons were, you know what I'm saying, I didn't even know what they were, bro. And Cavs was like, oh, what are they? And I'm like, I don't know, Pro Wings. And then, you know, myself back then, I didn't know that was a diss or anything. So, you know, I was embarrassed, bro, after I found out that Pro Wings were not the hit, bro.
So, I mean, shout out to all the players giving back, man, trying to get back to the communities,
yes,
man,
sir.
With some shoes that ain't going to charge you an arm and a leg. You know what I'm saying? But I still do like the J's, though.
Oh, yeah.
If you can afford them, get them. You know what I'm saying? Don't break yourself trying to get them, you know? But if you can afford some fresh J's...
Holla at your boys.
Nah. we'll cut that out. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure you ain't getting no fake J's that fall apart.
You know? Hey, I got a question for you, man, and I know a lot of people have seen this, and it was buzzing around at the All-Star weekend. How you feel about Iverson cutting his hair off, man?
A lot of cats.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to get into that too, man, because this is part of the news. We had Iverson. We had Ben Wallace. Rip Hamilton cut his hair off.
Wow.
Who else cut their hair off, man? Hey, a lot of cats in the league been cutting their hair off. And the reason why Cass is saying, well, Iverson said Obama said
it's time for change.
Now, you know. Look, we, you know what I'm saying? Jesus been here for a minute, you know what I'm saying? And his slogan was, you know what I'm saying? It's time to change. The kingdom of God is at hand, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I mean, like I was reading on the South, man, how, you know what I'm saying, a lot of cats is calling Obama the Messiah now, bro. And,
oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying? That's real disturbing to me, bro. I mean, shouts out that we got to, you know what I'm saying, a shouts out to Obama being the first black president. You know what I'm saying? But Obama, this is, you know what I'm saying, from Don Christian to you, you are not the Messiah. So don't get that in your head. You dig?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We love you, brother. You know what I'm saying? We pray that you make the, you know what I'm saying, the correct decisions. You dig?
Hallelujah.
You know what I'm saying? Because your life is supposed to be a ministry, like we was talking about.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? But that's what it is, man. We just want to get this stuff in the right perspective, man. And, you know what I'm saying? Also, during this time of economy, man, hey, be wise, bro. This is the best time to buy houses, man. Right now when the economy is down, because you're going to get it for mad cheap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I heard that everybody that bought a house, you know what I'm saying, got 8 G's back on their taxes, B.
For real?
Wow. I was listening to the What in the Ham Sandwich.
What in the Ham Sandwich.
Show, and it was talking about that. I was like, man, that is love. I should have got on the bandwagon
man,
then.
Bro. Hey, I would have loved to done that, but loved to done that.
But this, my man got four kids, though, so he almost got eight G's anyway.
Hey, you know what? I did get eight G's.
Oh, okay. Hey, he didn't
Praise
even buy the house.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God really did come through. We really did need that, man. You know what I'm saying? He came through. We were able to pay some bills off, man.
Yep.
And do some other things, you know, with the money, man. So God is definitely good.
He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. You know?
Yeah.
And that's how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
What else we going to talk about, man?
I just see here that the NFL, the commissioner, wants to extend the season.
More games?
More games.
I heard, though, also, too, man, the NFL got a new rule for some, replays. Because some games that got turned over.
Oh, my gosh, bro. Bro.
What's up?
That Jacksonville game?
Yeah.
In was it Jacksonville and Pittsburgh?
Uh-huh.
I can't remember what happened. There was a delay of game, bro. It wasn't Jacksonville. It was, who was it? I can't remember who it was, but it was a delay. Should have been it was the last play of the game. And it should have been, there should have been a call on the field, delay a game when they didn't hike the ball and like it was like a
second
and a half.
But two, real quick, too, about that. You know what I'm saying? The referees also got a clock going off. You also gotta realize the referee gotta be looking at it and he has to see it say zero for a second, you know what I'm saying? And then still not see no movement. So those causes, you know what I'm saying, you're dealing with men's delays, actual delays. You know
delays,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It could be that the sign was fast over there and his watch
there
was at one.
There could have been a whole bunch of different
reasons. Yeah, so.
Back to the batter is.
They got the replays, back. Though.
Yeah.
They got the replays jumping off, so there's going to be a lot more of those.
Yeah.
And that's what it is, man. So this is how we do it. We Yada Da King Radio. Yada means praise. We give praise to the King and his
Who's
name
that?
Is
Who's
Jesus.
That? Jesus.
You dig? All day.
Praise the Lord, brother.
This is show number one. We praying that we have plenty more to come if the Lord said the same. So we going to, you know what I'm saying, shout us out. You know what I'm saying? Give us shout outs. Hit us up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get the email, all that stuff set up pretty soon.
Yes, sir.
But that's what it is, man. This is your boy, Don Christian.
And this is your boy, Frog.
And you listening to the Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King.
Holla at your boys. Life.
Praise him.